from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Go! Sports Daily is on KFH.
Welcome in, everybody. It's all Brock and Caster at Sports Daily on a Friday, getting you ready for the weekend. Did you see Paul Skeens yesterday? If you haven't been paying attention, you know, this rookie is drafted last year. Same sort of clout. We don't see it all that often, honestly, with pitchers. Guys that have the sort of hype coming straight out of college, coming straight into the bigs like he has. You can think of, you know, Mark Pryor, Steven Strasburg. There haven't been a lot, quite honestly. Like, it doesn't happen that often. Skeens had that kind of buzz, and he's delivered on it, quite honestly. He's an all-star. He may start the all-star game. He's been electric. Yesterday, against the Brewers, 11 strikeouts through 7 innings. He was at 99 pitches, and they yank him after 7. They give up the no-hitter, by the way. Not that I think that's that big a deal. Team no-hitters are fine. They're not historic or anything like that. We do this, we see this all the time with young pitchers. They're protected big time. I get it, kind of. But at the same time, I don't get it. Do we really think that in a random game, Paul Skeens going to 115, 120 pitches is going to have that much of an impact on his career overall? Like, at some point, I don't know. I think I get both sides of it. They want to bubble wrap him, but you also have this, you know, you have this phenom with a chance to do something historic and special, and like I think you got to at least it. And honestly, I think the correct answer is you talk to Paul Skeens and say how you feeling, and if he's fine, and he's genuinely fine, I think that's a situation you don't have to really protect him from himself. He was at 99, Tommy. He wasn't at 110 yet. Like, see if he can go out there and get a couple quick outs, see what happens. I think you run him back out.
I think that the world is obviously different from, you know, the way it used to be with pitchers, where they were constantly getting into the triple digits and, you know, throwing tons of innings. And, you know, it wasn't uncommon. I mean, what, 20 years ago?
Sure.
To have a pitcher go even into extra innings, you know, and pitch 10, 11 innings in a game. You don't see that sort of thing anymore. You mentioned Steven Strasburg. Let him be kind of a cautionary tale for Paul Skeens. You know, Strasburg came up, was highly touted, pitched for the Nationals. A few months into his major league career, he tore his ligament in his pitching elbow and had Tommy John. you know, and then he came back and obviously was a couple time all-star and whatever, but you know, still when you look at his overall career, and he just retired, by the way, just like officially announced his retirement, like a few weeks ago, I think, you know, I think you look at his overall stats in his career and you're like, man, for somebody who was so regarded, highly regarded, he probably underperformed because of the injuries that he had. I think you can maybe look at him as maybe a cautionary tale for the way that the Pirates want to treat Paul Skeens. He had a really quick ascent from being drafted to now pitching in the big leagues. He didn't spend a whole lot of time in the minors. It's not that he's not pitching great. He absolutely is. I mean, he's been pulled in two different no-hit bids so far this season. He's a phenom. I think by all definitions of the word, he is a phenom. But I totally understand Derek Shelton and the Pirates wanting to be extra careful with Paul Skeens just because they want him to be a dominant pitcher 5 years from now, 10 years from now, not just right now. They need him to anchor that rotation long term.
I wish I knew if there was a correlation, you know, like I wish I knew if there was a correlation in that sort of thing. There probably is. So Paul Skeens last year, from what I can find, threw 122 innings. So they're expecting a big jump. And by the way, Steven Strasburg, I mean, three-time All-Star, he had a pretty good career. He had a pretty good career.
He had a pretty good career, but not, you know, the Nationals got him with the first overall draft pick, right? Wasn't he the number one draft pick, you know, when he came into the major leagues?
Yeah, I mean, he was the last one I can remember that had this sort of, it went Pryor, and then Strasburg, and now Skeens. I think those are the three guys. I don't think there have been other pitchers as heralded as those three specific names. But I'm looking at Strasburg, and they were, you know, he didn't really get a full workload until his third year stiff in the major leagues. 160 innings, 183, 215, then he got hurt to 120, but then he was back to 150, 175, got hurt again, went down to 130 that next year, then 209, and then that was the end of it, sort of, and he had just a couple of... But it's not like he... I mean, he had meaningful stretch, like 9-10 years of almost full seasons, if not full seasons. So I just don't know what difference it makes on July 12th to let him throw 20 more pitches than if he doesn't, right? Like, and I think if it was the eighth inning and he was at 99 and it was only one more inning, they probably would have let him try. I get it. There's two more innings. You're looking for a strikeout pitcher. That could be another 30 pitches. And I don't think you want to get into that realm. And I also, by the way, and for the record, I have absolutely no issue with them protecting him this way. I just wonder what he thinks about it. You know, like, does he want to get out there and try and finish it?
I don't think he cares. I don't think he cares. I mean, he's a rookie. And that's, you know.
That's the point. You're trying to be a rookie. You're trying to listen to your manager, but I think there's a difference. So that's what I mean. Like, could you imagine Nolan Ryan as a rookie telling him he can't go back out there? You know what I mean? Like, I think that
it's apples and oranges comparison.
I know, that's my thing. I think the psyche has changed. I didn't know this until I saw this clip. I guess he dates the very, very famous and popular gymnast at LSU.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Done. Livy done. And they asked her at the ESPYs about that, and she was like, yeah, I think he'd like to go out there, but at the same time, you have to, you know, you got to make that arm last a long time, which tells me probably that Paul Skeens may feel the same way. And if Paul Skeens was fine with it, then I absolutely, like, dude, well, I don't have any issue with it anyway. If the Pirates want to make that decision, make that decision. But it just is interesting to see, even among the players, because this is what I would imagine, that Paul Skeens is probably okay with doing that. I mean, I get it.
I'm sure
guys
he is.
Get hurt all the time, and it's so.
I'm sure
it's,
he is. And this is, he's got to protect himself as
well.
You know, and when you're that young, I mean, you're probably not thinking about that entirely. I'm sure that subconsciously he's like, man, I could go out there, and I could keep pitching. You know, and sometimes you need your manager, you need, you know, maybe other veteran teammates or whatever to maybe save you from yourself a little bit and say, look, we need you not just this year, but down the road also. I think that's a big part of it. The other thing to keep in mind with a pitcher like Paul Skeens, he's not a pitch to contact pitcher. He is a strikeout pitcher. Yeah. And so the number of pitches, I'm sure Derek Shelton thought about this too. The number of pitches conceivably that Paul Skeens probably would have needed to get all the way would have been a lot more than just if he was a, you know, one pitch to contact, get a ground ball and get out of the inning kind of guy. He's going to try to strike you out. And so more often than not, those at bats are going to take a little bit longer and a lot more pitches.
It's just funny to me too. Like in every pitcher's different. Max Scherzer, you know, he's pitched just a handful of times this year. They're letting him get out there and throw 95 pitches. He's coming off major injury and is like
Max
80
Scherzer
years
is,
old.
Yeah, like that's the major difference is his age, you know, and just it's not like the Rangers are, you know, they're not invested in Max Scherzer for the next decade.
Well, they're not trying to get him hurt either. That's what I want to know about this whole discussion. Like, what is it that is, because there's a lot of, we all know this, there are a lot of pitchers getting hurt. Tommy John. But what is it that's doing it? Is it pitch counts? Is it innings? Is it velocity? If it's velocity, which I think it probably is, then it probably doesn't matter on one random start if your pitch count goes to 115 instead of 95. That's what I'm having, just like from a baseball perspective. Like I wish I knew that piece of it.
Because you could probably draw some comparisons to an extent to, you know, you buy a new car and it starts to depreciate as soon as you drive it off the lot. And the more that you drive it and the more miles you put on it, the more it depreciates. So even if it's a car that, you know, can go 0 to 60 like that, and it's a really fast car, flat, it still is going to depreciate. Even if 5 years down the line, it's still driving as fast as it was when you bought it. The value is still depreciated, and there's still probably a larger risk of it having issues because you've put so many miles on it, regardless if it still drives as fast as it did when you first got it or not. That's probably the same way I would think with pitchers like that, where, you know, you draft him, you pay him all that money. As soon as he starts pitching for you, whether it's in the minors or the big leagues, the timer starts. And there have been so many different examples of pitchers, players in general, not just pitchers, that have been highly regarded, highly touted. They get drafted, they get paid quite a bit of money, and then they never really develop, and they end up languishing in the minors for a long time. I understand why the Pirates rushed him through the minors, because they're like, we got to get our money's worth out of him. We would rather have him, we think he's ready, and we would rather have him pitch in the big leagues now than, you know, put miles on the car in the minors, even if it is for a year or two. They wanted him in the big leagues now, and they thought that he could help them right away, and he has. But I do think that there probably are some comparisons to that.
Well, I mean, listen, the Pirates are only 2.5 games out of a wild card right now. Like, they're very much in a playoff chase, and there was no need to let him ramp up in the minor leagues. Let him ramp up in the big leagues because you might be in a playoff chase. They are. I mean, they are. Good for them. I'm glad they did that, too. Kudos to them, because a lot of teams don't do that. They protect the service time and all that. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. Let's start to dig in on the Royals, because we're going to shift to some of the news and notes and other storylines out of the Big 12 with Tim Fitzgerald, top of the hour. All this baseball coverage, by the way, on KFH, presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits. Still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. We'll set up a giveaway here. Let's do NBC World Series here in the first hour today. Sports Daily listeners, you got a chance to win tickets to the NBC World Series. You can participate once per day. All you got to do is text the keyword STRIKE to 20357. Each text entry will give the listener a chance to win a pair of tickets to one of the exciting games at the NBC World Series. Message and data rates apply. Good luck, everybody. That's STRIKE to 20357. We'll come back. We'll dig into Royals, Red Sox. Don't go away.
And 1240 KFH.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.